Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, also on the iHeartRadio app and Sirius XM channel 83. We are in the last hour on a Trash Talking Tuesday. That means you will get to call in and trash anyone or anything in the world of sports. You get about 30 to 40 seconds. Don't be calling up with a three-minute soliloquy, but you get 30 to 40 seconds to trash anyone. So bring your best stuff. Call in about 35 minutes, and it is your time to shine. We got trolling and rolling as well at the bottom of the hour. Rob, let's go to the NFL. And we saw in that big game on Sunday between the Chiefs and the Cowboys that Amari Cooper was out. And he was out for COVID because he's not vaccinated. And Rob G, he'll be out this Sunday as well, correct? He'll be out. I'm sorry, Thursday. Yeah, they play on Thanksgiving. He'll be out Thursday.
Right.
Yeah, for the Thanksgiving Day game. I believe they play the Saints. And so, I'm sorry, Raiders. I'm all mixed up right now. But he's missing the next game for the Cowboys, just like he missed the last one, which was obviously a big game. And Michael Irvin, Hall of Famer, Cowboy legend, one of the best receivers ever, went off on Amari Cooper. Now, we know Irvin is about getting a vaccination for football reasons, right? Like he said in the preseason, look, it's all about winning a championship, so get vaccinated so you'll be there for your team. And he pretty much reiterated that point in talking about Cooper and his absences with the Cowboys. Here he is.
Absolutely hot about it. Are you joking? I got a guy named Cedric Wilson catching passes who makes $2 million, and a guy named Noah Brown catching passes who makes $1 million, and I got a guy that makes $21 million on the bench or at home not playing. It's crazy. Our job as athletes is to try to remove any reason of not winning Super Bowl. That's why I condition, so that the fatigue ain't the reason that I lose a Super Bowl. Then that's why I go over plays a million times, so a mistake is not the reason I lose a Super Bowl. So you have to try to mitigate any issue that could cause you a game or a Super Bowl, and COVID is one of them. You go get vaccinated to try to mitigate it best you can. Now, you can still get it even after you get vaccinated, but it's a different percentage, a chance of you getting it. And I need you to get that different percentage chance.
All right. He ain't wrong, Rob. I mean, the bottom line is your team is at a competitive disadvantage if you don't get vaccinated. Now, I'm vaccinated. I just went and got my booster last weekend, I think it was. Last week or two. Yeah, so we're with getting the vaccination. Guys can make their personal choice. Kyrie Irving, Aaron Rodgers, Lamar Jackson, they can do what they want. But there are consequences. And one of the consequences is that you're putting your team in jeopardy.
You know,
Kyrie Irving's put, the Brooklyn Nets aren't as good as they should be because they're without one of their best players in Kyrie Irving. And I would say this to Irving, he's right. And obviously he bleeds Cowboy blue and white and silver. But Aaron Rodgers and Lamar Jackson are even more valuable to their teams than Amari Cooper is to the Cowboys. And he's valuable. Right. And so what he's saying to Cooper goes twofold, threefold for Rodgers and Jack. Can you imagine if something happens during the playoffs?
No, Chris, that's a great point. Right? That's a great point. And
my goodness.
And you might look back on the Packers season and what might cost them the number one seed in the NFC might have been that game they lost at Kansas City. I mean, in that time, you know what I mean, Chris? Like not normally playing Kansas City, but where they were at that time, right? And that defense gave up 13 points to Kansas City. And if
they
would have
scored more than seven with Aaron Rodgers.
So I'm saying, like, that game could come back to bite you. I think Michael Irvin, I'm with you. People have a right to make their own decision. But there are consequences. And there's also, Chris, I think what Michael Irvin is saying is right and fair from this standpoint. If you work at a store or a business or something, probably not going to change the bottom line for the company if you're not there.
Right.
But when you talk about teams.
And you're probably working from home. Let's keep it real.
Yeah, let's just keep
it
real.
So you don't have
right.
to even.
Like right
you know,
now, right? You're working from
people.
Home. Right. But in a team sport where every single player is very valuable, right? And it's a team. It has to work together, right? You need all your parts to be able to do it. I think there's a different obligation. And I do think that it does hurt. And now here you go, where Amari's going to miss another game, right?
Yep.
Cowboys lose this game. You might go back and think their season flipped, Chris, during this stretch. I'm not saying it's all on him. Dak didn't play well. He could have been in there, and Dak still could have had a bad day at the office, right? I'm not saying.
But he does, and quickly, Rob, Amari Cooper does open things up for the other receivers. That's what being a number one, or if you think CeeDee Lamb's the number one, being a number one or number two guy does. It's just that simple. When you miss a player like that, it has ramifications. People might say, oh, he's just a wide receiver, even though he's good and this and that. No, it had ramifications. And, Rob, they only lost by 10.
Right.
The defense played well. So I'm not saying they would have won with Amari.
No. We're not saying that because we also saw Aaron Rodgers go to Arizona, right, without his three top wide receivers, Chris, right? Remember?
Right.
Who had it? Didn't they have COVID?
Devontae was out. Yeah, there was COVID there.
Yep. Right. And they were able to win, but it ain't the way you want to do it. And now this will be a second game, and Amari is a big part. And I'm sure when Michael Irvin's mentioning that he makes $21 million, I don't know what do you think the most Michael Irvin made in 1995 or 6, Chris?
Couple million? I don't even know. I don't remember what that
is. Rob G, just look it up. What is the most money that Michael Irvin made in the season? And I don't.
That's a nice little tangent, Rob, that people think of these great older players.
Oh, God. They didn't.
Like they think. They didn't. They made a lot of money at that time.
Right. And for that time. But they didn't have generational wealth.
Right. This money you make today, particularly in football and basketball and baseball, it's generational money.
Right.
Like, you will not have to.
You're Fernando Tatis, Chris, and they gave you $300 million at 23 years old.
Right. You're set.
Think about that.
You're set. And Dr. J and, you know, Kareem. Magic Johnson once told me, he's like, man, I didn't make hardly anything playing basketball. Now, he's almost a billionaire. But he's like, I didn't make anything playing basketball.
When he signed that deal with the Lakers, it was 25 years for $25 million.
Right, which at the time was like, oh, my gosh. Lakers knew they were getting a steal, right? Obviously, they reworked his contract with him later.
Right.
But yeah, that's just a little tangent, that the difference today and back in the day.
Well, Rob, you wanted to know the answer. Michael Irvin, the biggest contract he ever signed as an NFL player, 1995, 5 years, $12.3 million.
Wow.
So not even $3 million a year.
Nope.
That's good money. If you're smart with your money,
he made right around 18 in his career. Right around 18.
No. Nobody's crying for Michael Irvin. $18 million. I'm like, ask the average Joe if they'd want to make $18 million in their lifetime.
Could you live off that for the rest? Right. If you invest smartly, you could. That could carry you, you know, for the rest of your life. But
Because really, Chris, just, 18 is probably $9 million when you take agent and taxes, right? So that's like $9
million. Yep.
I mean, you've got a long way to go. That's why he's working.
That's what a lot of guys, especially and a lot of the former players, Rob, that work in the media, a lot of them weren't superstars.
No.
And they need
a job.
Yeah, you're 35 roughly when you retire. And if you didn't make huge money, and a lot of, let's just be real, A lot of times you're young, right? You're in your 20s when you're making a lot of money. So you're spending. You might not spend it all, but, you know, you're hanging out, having fun, spending
Chris,
your
you
money.
See the, what is that stat? 70% of NFL players are broke after 5 years?
Yeah, it's hard for me to believe that. But maybe you think about it. If you're including, like, again, most of the guys didn't get the huge payday.
No,
right?
Most, like, so, yeah, three quarters of the league, Chris, they don't make that money. Three quarters.
And if they're trying to hang out with the quarterback or the star receiver who's got this huge contract, because remember Gilbert Arenas and Javaris Crittenden, when they got in a big, you know, brouhaha on the airplane and the gun was later pulled out in the locker room. Crittenden was making like $1 million something a year. And Gilbert had this max contract. Crittenden should not be gambling with Gilbert Arenas.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
No, like, you're right.
But he's trying to live up to, yo, I got money too. I'm a big baller. And, you know, so, nah.
But you know why, Chris? Yeah. And the perfect example, you just said it. That's why there are different tables for high rollers in Vegas. They're not playing with the nickel ante guys, right? Can you imagine somebody messing up your hand by taking a hit? They aren't supposed to.
Right.
And you got $500,000 on the table? You would go, oh, God.
Yeah, you'd be having some fights up in there, some Isaiah Stewart action up in there. But, nah, but look, Mike Irvin, he's right. Like you said, it's definitely a competitive disadvantage if you get a guy that gets nailed with COVID. And Rob, I mean, Aaron Rodgers didn't think he was ever going to get COVID.
No, he did not.
He thought he was immunized. I'm not even trying to make fun of him. But, you know, if it happens at the wrong time, can you imagine that? Somebody gets it during the playoffs?
And there's a real possibility, Chris. I mean, if I'm Baltimore, I'm scared to death because Lamar's gotten it twice, hasn't he? He's gotten COVID twice.
I think he has had it twice. And he gets sick a lot. I don't know what
he is sick a lot. I agree.
What that is. I don't know if his diet isn't what it should be, but you know he gets
no. He
colds
he does seem to get sick a lot. I agree with you.
But that would be, man. I'd hate to see that. I don't care who the team was. I don't care if you know I was pulling against them or picked against them. Whatever. I'd hate to see that, Rob. And again, guys are free to do what they want. And I do agree with this, Rob, because you see players aren't, from everything I've seen, most players are not down on their teammates that aren't vaccinated. Right? They're not going off on them. And I'm cool with that. I get that. But it's consequences for your team, and it could be consequences for other players. Because you know how this works, Rob. You win a Super Bowl, go deep in the playoffs, that helps the starter that nobody talks about. You know what I mean? He was a starting guard on a Super Bowl champion or an AFC champion. So it hurts other guys in the wallet. So there's a lot of things to consider when you're talking about other players not being vaccinated. All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, and it sounds like the Jacksonville Jaguars are on the verge of making a colossal mistake. We'll get into that next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio Studios. And if you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. Real talk. And that's why Discover Card matches all the cash back that you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations, folks, do apply. All right, Rob, don't look now, but the Lakers have tied it up with the New York Knicks.
Have they really? They were down by like 13,
they were down huge. Yeah, and 1 minute left in the third quarter. Knicks up 80-79.
What happened, Lucy? That was quick.
Well, I figured it was coming. Did you? You didn't?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think they were down even more than 13,
more than
if
that.
I'm not mistaken.
Yeah,
Rob, check that out. Rob G.
Yeah.
They were down 21. But it's the Knicks, right?
Is Miami still down to Detroit? Is that where are we on that score?
I don't have that one in front of me. But Miami's up.
I think Miami took the lead, didn't they?
Yeah. And you picked, who'd you pick in that one?
I picked up Miami.
Okay, so you'll get that one, but it looks like you might lose out on your Lakers Knicks.
It's only 1.1 already.
You got the Knicks by four, right? You got the Knicks at four.
Yeah, four and a half.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
And I didn't take. Yeah, I didn't pick the Miami Detroit game because it had already started. Remember, I took the Denver over Portland,
right.
And I took the Clippers over Dallas. Those were my three games. Okay.
All right. Let's go to the NFL. We've asked a few people about it, but here's what's going on down in Jacksonville. According to a report by CBS Sports NFL insider Jason Lockenfora, there's dissension among the Jaguars coaching staff about the best way to develop Trevor Lawrence. All right, Lawrence is having major trouble against the zone defenses, reading the defenses. He's 29th in the league, Rob, against the zone.
Wow.
And he's got 2 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. Yeah, it's been ugly when he's faced the zone. And most of the time,
why wouldn't anybody just stay in the zone against him, Chris?
Right, they're doing it 70% of the time when he drops back.
That's what I would do that.
I mean, stay exactly what you're doing. And he struggled madly against the blitz. And I thought Randy Mueller made some great points, Rob, about he didn't face any of that in Clemson.
And
that's the challenge that some of these guys from – the power programs, particularly quarterbacks.
Because the players are just so much better.
Right.
They can just do, hey, go deep, Chris. Just run run a go pattern.
Just
seriously.
Run by this dude. Right.
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 He can't keep up with you. Right.
Absolutely. So he's struggling, and now they're talking about should we just go back to what he did in college? All right. And I'm with Randy Mueller on this, Rob. No. Because he ran the ball. You know, he wasn't Lamar Jackson or anything like that. Jalen Hurts, nothing like that. But he did run a decent amount. He was a passer who could run. And he's a bigger target than Lamar Jackson. He's not as fast. He's not as elusive. He doesn't have the moves. And I think you put him in the RPO and all that, he's going to be getting hit. And I don't think that's the way to go. I think this guy is a true pocket passer who can run. And, Rob, I think it's as simple as this. Be patient. That's it.
Just take your L's, dude. You're not doing anything. What? Where are they off to? They need to get this guy going, Chris, and keep him out there and let him struggle. But don't go backwards. You got to go for. You got to play pro set, right?
Totally agree. Totally agree,
what are you doing?
Man.
It doesn't make to go backwards.
It just shows, Rob, that the lack of patience today – and maybe the media, you know, onslaught, social media, talk shows all day, every day, radio, TV, debate show. Like, maybe that has a lot to do with the lack of patience now. But if you run an NFL team, you've got to insist to your group, look, we're not going to respond to every Odd Couple soliloquy.
Right.
We're not going to respond to every Colin Cowherd spiel or take that. You know, like, we're not. Skip Bayless, Shannon, like, we're going to develop at our own pace. And if we lose a few games, if we take a few hits, we're not going to panic. And case in point, Rob, Josh Allen. Josh Allen's first year, less than 53% of his passes completed.
Not
10
good.
Touchdowns, 12 interceptions. Right. His third year, he's an MVP candidate. His second year, only completed 58% of his passes.
And here's the other thing we talked about in our pre-show meeting. We won't ever see, we don't think so, right, Chris? We'll see an Aaron Rodgers sit for 3 years, like a player drafted in the first round who's going to sit. Now, obviously, they had Brett Favre. So you had a great quarterback, right? An all-time great in front of him. But I don't think guys getting drafted. Now, Jordan Love's not playing, Chris, but again, you got a great.
We don't think he's that good.
We don't think he's going to be right. Because we do. I, this is just my gut. Even as good as Aaron Rodgers is, and he's an all-time great, when he made the stink and didn't want to be there, and if you were the Packers and you really believed that, you know, LaFleur is this genius and they drafted there. You didn't waste a draft pick, right? You drafted him to eventually play him, Chris, right?
Absolutely.
So if you drafted him and you believed that he was worth a first-round pick, and remember, they moved up. They even traded a pick to move up.
Yep.
Yep.
So if you did all that, you had to say to yourself, this guy's something special. And there was the moment, Chris, the flinch, right? There was the moment. We right. could get a haul for Aaron Rodgers on draft day. What?
You're absolutely right.
And
we tried
didn't do it.
We haven't been in the Super Bowl in a decade.
Yep.
We had a great run.
Hey, he won Let's a Super Bowl, whatever. Era. Yep. But we're going to try out all over again.
Yep. Yep. No, I agree with you. And yeah, it's what it is, Rob, and you know this. Nowadays, the thought process is when you get that quarterback, that rookie quarterback, on a rookie contract, right? And he's not making big money by NFL standards, certainly not by quarterback standards. That's when you've really got a shot, right? Build around him. You know, get your pieces around him and win your Super Bowl. Russell Wilson, Patrick Mahomes. But guess what? Those two are Hall of Famers, future Hall of Famers. It's not going to be that with every quarterback. Every quarterback, they came in pretty – I mean, Mahomes obviously sat his first year, but he obviously was ready his second year, and that was already a good team. Seattle, you know, Wilson came in ready, but Wilson was older and more mature, Rob, than a lot of these younger players that are coming in the league.
Right.
You know, so – It's a copycat league, as they all are. And that's the model that these teams are trying to follow. So they want to, you know, that they have lack of
patience. Talent. You got to have the talent in the quarterback spot to
right.
do that.
Right. Like, it's not going to happen with every college superstar who you draft high
because
you think he's ready.
Right. We talked about it, Chris. All those five quarterbacks from this past draft, they're not all going to be stars. It's just right. It's not going to happen.
Right. 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 They are not. And that's five first-round draft.
Right.
Five in the top 15.
Go look in the NFL in years gone by. All these guys who were drafted
yep.
quarterbacks, they didn't all make it.
Absolutely.
Jamarcus Russell. Ryan Leaf.
Achilles Smith.
Right. We could go on and on and on. Dude, they didn't
yep.
make it.
Absolutely. All right, we got a Trolling or Rolling coming up. Not with Martin Weiss, though, with Rob G.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And it's time for Trolling or Rolling.
They see me trolling.
Tom Brady, he's done.
They hating.
Aaron Rodgers did not have a Pro Bowl season.
Trying to kiss me right in there.
It's Trolling or Rolling.
That's right. It is Trolling or Rolling, the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio, normally hosted by our man Martin Weiss, but he's on vacation this holiday week.
When are these guys getting off to having vacation?
I don't know, Rob. I mean,
how does Martin Weiss get more vacation than Rob?
It's unbelievable. Right.
I'm choosing.
This guy was my producer at one point.
I'm going to choose to stay quiet on this one because
I am
on the Chris Broussard vacation track. So,
you know what? Hey, Rob G and Chris got the same radio deal. I don't know. Alex and I, we got the bad deal. But,
man, you've been to Antarctica, the Golden Girls cruise that you
loved.
Yeah,
but I had to
so
take.
Much.
I had to work.
You going
like
on that again next year?
I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so. I think I want to go on the Good Times cruise. That's what the next one.
Is there one?
No, but I'm thinking about starting one.
Then you go on the Steve Harvey cruise.
No, I'm not doing that.
That might be the closest thing.
Yeah, right.
All right, let's get to it, guys. You know how this segment works. If they like the story, you get the roll sound.
They see me rolling.
And if they don't like, get the troll sound.
Oh, man. Hey.
All right, here we go. Story number one. Now, J.J. Redick had Twitter buzzing earlier on Tuesday. Him and Stephen A. got into a little tit-for-tat on First Take, discussing one LeBron James. Now, Stephen A. says that players around the NBA don't fear LeBron James the same way they did a guy like Michael Jordan. Well, J.J. Redick during the debate said, yeah, well, I played in the league, and I can tell you that you are wrong. You don't even believe what you're saying here. Rob Parker, start with you. Trolling or rolling J.J. Redick and the way he responded to Stephen A.?
I'm trolling it.
Oh, man. Hey.
Only from this standpoint. Like, don't be sitting on a television anchor desk, you know, talking about, like, to Stephen A. that you didn't play because then Stephen A. could respond, well, you don't know anything about television or doing this job. So get off the set. What do you know? Did you go to journalism school? Did you write for a newspaper? Did you ever cover a game? All right, then step down. Right. So I just don't like that as ammo because I don't think that that's the case. If he wanted to say, hey, Steve, I hear what you're saying, but let me tell you, I've been in the locker room. I've talked to a number of players, and they do fear LeBron.
Right,
blah, 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 blah.
Right.
That's a good response. Saying you played and Stephen A. didn't play, I'm not with that.
I agree. I'm trolling it, too.
Oh, man. Hey.
And Rob, you're right. That's how he could have handled it. Look, I've talked to several players in the locker room before games that we feared LeBron. I actually do agree with Stephen A. I'm not saying players... Players got major respect for LeBron on and off the court.
But they're not afraid of him.
But yeah, I don't think they're. One player told me, a retired player who played against LeBron and Kobe, he said, and he was a perimeter guy, he said it was like LeBron was going against Floyd Mayweather and Kobe was going against Mike Tyson.
There's a big difference. They
were both so great and you're going to lose because they're so great. But Floyd's not going to hurt you. You know what I mean?
He's going to beat you. No,
but
he's
not going to hurt you. It's not going to be painful. Tyson is going to be painful, you know? And that's how it was because Kobe would go for that juggler and LeBron just doesn't have that reputation. But, I'm with you, Rob, because here's the thing. You hit it on the head. Why you got a podcast?
Right.
Who made you a broadcaster? And that's what podcasters are, whether you want to admit it or not. So, but beyond that, Rob, there are many coaches – many general managers.
Plenty.
Who didn't play and are great. Tom Thibodeau didn't play. He's getting praise all over the place. Mike Brown, assistant coach now with the Warriors, but former head coach. Jeff Van Gundy, Stan Van Gundy. We can go all the way down
the
line.
They never played in the league either.
Greg Popovich, one of the best ever do it. So you can't go there. And here's the other thing, Rob. If we take that line of thinking, I played and you didn't, to the nth degree, then if you were a player, but like a J.J. Redick, who was a pretty good player,
right?
Then you could say, well, he has no right to criticize an all-star.
Right.
Don't
you
even
didn't
talk
play at
about
that
an
level.
All-star.
Right.
You never made, right. You weren't
what do
at
you
that
know
level?
About LeBron James's level?
Right.
You're not at that level.
Absolutely.
And then
you
here's
can't
the
even
other
open
thing.
Your mouth.
We always, and we got this too, as more and more players, Chris, take over, the jobs or whatever, but they were complaining that we shouldn't criticize them because we didn't play, and now they're even mad at the former players who criticized them. Right. Like,
great point. Yeah. They criticized Shaq and Barkley.
Right.
Who were like, well, obviously Shaq's one of the 10 best ever. Barkley one of the 20, 25 best ever. And so they can, if anybody can criticize, they can.
And they don't want to hear from them.
You get mad at them. Right. Yep. So that was just an excuse.
Right.
You know, so
like
we're trolling like
that. That was a lengthy answer. All right, here we go. Number two.
That was a segment. Go ahead.
Yeah. Number two. Now, Bears fans, as you guys know, are really upset with head coach Matt Nagy. And fire Nagy chants broke out at their last game. It's broken out at a Bulls game this week. And it even broke out at a high school football game, which was being played by Matt Nagy's son.
Wow.
Chris Broussard, you trolling or rolling disgruntled Bears fans for starting a fire Nagy chant at his son's high school football game?
I'm trolling it. And look, Rob, I started out covering high school sports.
Right.
And I heard some nasty stuff in the stands.
High school's bad.
Right?
Man. You know that. Yeah.
Some of these parents are horrible. But. That's not right. That kid, now is it possible? I don't know if his son is a star or anything. He probably is a star, but I don't know that.
His son doesn't need to hear that, man.
No, you can't. You don't do that. And honestly, man, if you know Matt Nagy is there, that's just cold-blooded. I just think that's cruel, and so I'm totally trolling that.
Now, you know me. I believe fans have a right to voice their displeasure, but I don't think – I'm trolling this as well, Chris, because
– Oh, man. I don't think they should do this to Nagy's son
at his high school game. I just – That's his dad's business. Do it at Chicago, do it at Soldier Field, Chris. I'm fine with that. You want to do it in a pro setting.
Or even they did it at the United Center.
At the United Center or something like that. But that's professional. Don't do that to the kid. What did the kid do? He's not coaching the Bears. Why are you taking it out on him?
Right.
I don't think that's right.
I think we got time for one more.
We made it work. Let's go.
Last one. Kevin Durant was on getting really testy on Twitter yesterday. And we didn't know why at first, but a little bit of digging revealed that he was mad because somebody posted a picture of his ashy ankles on social media, and it was trending all worldwide.
Like his shin or something.
Yeah, and KD threw off some profane tweets. But any event, Rob Parker, very simple. Trolling or rolling, Kevin Durant and his apparent refusal to moisturize.
I'm trolling him.
Oh man. Hey.
Dude, come on. Black
people.
Did you
see the picture? See the picture?
Yes, I finally saw it. Black people drink lotion, okay? The bottom line.
Right.
Our skin needs lotion. Sorry. That has to happen, and he knows better, Chris.
Rob, no doubt. I'm trolling it too.
Oh, man. Hey.
I mean, that picture, it was like that. When the last time you lotioned, bruh? I mean, because that was beyond just, okay, his skin's a little ashy. That was like, that looked like days or weeks of neglect. All right? And Kevin Durant is awesome. But, bruh, get yourself some lotion. Look, Rob, if you don't want to be fly, you know, you don't want to dress in all the hottest.
You don't want to get a haircut.
And,
you don't want to get your beard trimmed up. I got
right,
that.
You can do all that. But get yourself some dang lotion, bruh. It ain't even good for your skin. Even if you don't just want to do it to look better, it's not good for your skin. So moisturize. Come on. Oh, that was
so
that,
anybody
that
in sales listening to this, if you want to get a lotion sponsor on
Shea
the Odd
butter,
Couple,
butter, cocoa butter,
we fully endorse lotion. Moisturization here on
yes,
the show.
But it looks so dry, it looks like a seborrhea, psoriasis, or I don't know,
bad.
What is that?
I mean, my guess is that they were real close on the picture, and so maybe that made it look worse. You know, you get the microscope on something, you see everything.
Rob G.,
but it was bad.
Rob G.
Yes.
Being Mexican, do you need the lotion
Absolutely.
As well?
Absolutely. Like I moisturize every single day, Rob Parker.
All right.
Now, my skin's not quite as dark maybe as yours. You can't see the ashiness, but I do get ashy, let me tell you.
That Durant picture is gross. I'm sorry. I can't.
Yes. All right. Trash Talk is next. Your turn to shine. 877-99 on Fox. Disgruntled sports fans, this one's for you!
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, let's get to it. Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. It's time for Trash Talking Tuesday.
Don't you ever talk about me!
It's Trash Talking Tuesday.
It's your teeth, Reggie. I don't know whether to smile at you or kick a field goal, man.
Hey, Chris, real quick. Did you see Kyrie's tweet about KD's ashy legs?
No.
He said, see, you shouldn't have got that vaccination shot.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Right? But we got to put out that it's not true.
It's not true.
All right, but that was a good one. At first I was like, oh,
you're like, what do you say? Right, what do you say? Right. All right, you ready to go? Here we go. Let's kick it off with Dennis in Akron. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Dennis?
Thanksgiving, guys. Great show again.
You too.
Great show.
You too. Thank you.
Yep. Kevin Stefanski, are you blind? Are you going to ruin a young man's career? Now, I'm not saying he's had a Hall of Fame career, but Baker Mayfield needs to rest up and heal up. He's injured. If you continue playing him, you're going to see him carted off the field on a stretcher. Case Keenum's not a rookie. He's played the position before. pull the trigger. Let Baker know he is your starting quarterback. The job's safe. Case is going to take over for a few games till you heal up. Quit being blind. The Browns, you know, have a chance to make the playoffs. Let them make it.
Great point, Dennis.
All right.
It's hard to argue, Chris. He is beat up.
I think if you're healthy, you play. Or if you're able to, you play.
But he has been hurt.
Yeah, he makes a good point.
Sergio in El Paso, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing?
Hey, Chris, Rob, Alex, Rob. I hope you guys are doing good on this blessed Trash Talking Tuesday.
Yes, sir.
That's good.
Yes, we are, brother. You too?
Yeah, I'm doing all right, man. I'm doing good. Hey, Rob, if you're ever in Glendale, Arizona, watching another Cardinals or Diamondbacks game, I'd love to take you out for some wings, man, so just let me know.
All right. You know I'll be out there again, no doubt.
All right, but on that note, I'm trashing Rob Parker.
Wow.
We're going too hard on my Niners, okay? All the talk towards Kyle Shanahan was warranted. I even trashed him. You know, the week before the Colts game, and what did he do? He crapped the bed again. And, you know, I got to admit, they got to prove something with Minnesota this week. But you know what? I think they found their identity, you know. And, you know, Kyle still has more to prove. But I know this team is talented, and they don't deserve to be trashed so hard by Mr. Poo-Poo King Rob Parker. Okay, Rob? So give the Niners some love, man. Thank you, and blessed day.
You too, Sergio. Happy Thanksgiving. That was funny. Chris, he buttered me up like a roll first.
Exactly.
And then he came hard. All right,
watch
Mike.
Out for those wings he gets
yeah,
you.
Yeah, you know it. Right. Mike in Lancaster, California, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing?
Oh, man. You know, I'm going to go ahead and tell you guys, y'all got a great show. Happy Thanksgiving to you or what have you.
Thank you. I'm trashing
Derek Carr, man. This guy is letting down the whole Raider Nation with his movement. And for some reason or nothing, you guys think because he threw over the middle these little three-yard dinks, these little two-yard dinks, and got his stats up. He can't throw the long ball. That's what he can't do. And right now he's costing us the whole season with his movement. And just think, try Mariota. Try somebody else. Ooh. Just one weekend. Half a season. Half a quarter. Try Mariota, please. But you guys have a good show and happy holidays to you. We need to get Carr out of there. We need a disgruntled
Raiders fan. Wow.
Did you hear that? A car crash. I mean, I like that. Do we have time for Mace? Mace in San Diego.
Yeah, we got time.
You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Mace?
Tony Parker. One of my most hated NBA players of all time. Just for playing for my most hated team, the San Antonio Spurs, makes you guilty by association. I always referred to you and Tim Duncan as Yogi and Boo Boo, and for some odd reason, you always referred to Tim as Timmy, like he's in second grade. Let's not forget about your failed marriage with Eva Longoria. We all know that you wore the skirt in that marriage. Needless to say, your legal name was Tony Longoria, compounded by the fact that you cheated on her with your former teammate, Brent Berry's wife. You're so ungrateful. Because of your infidelity, the NBA should have suspended you. You're lucky it's not me running the show, because you would receive not only a suspension, but forced to clean and disinfect all germ and bacteria-infested ball pits at every Chuck E. Cheese location while simultaneously listening to the worst and most annoying song ever created on a continuous loop. That horrible, treacherously obnoxious song, Laffy Taffy.
Mace.
Wow.
Oh, I never thought I'd be hearing Tony Parker trashed in here in 2021. But hey,
I know. That was a dig. I trashed the Dallas Cowboys on Deadspin today. Basically, Chris, that you know, like that they had a moment there. People want to call them legit and have a chance, and there was an opportunity to make people feel good about the Cowboys, and it didn't happen.
I'm trashing Kyle Kuzma for what in the world was that?
Was that what
he wore to the game last
night? Into the dryer too long or the arms are stretched out?
That thing was probably more expensive than our mortgage. I mean, come on. I'm sorry. NBA. A lot of NBA players think just because it's on the runway,
right,
it's ready for main. No, a lot of stuff on the runway ain't meant for everyday wear.
That
wasn't even practical. Like, where are my hands at? How can I do anything?
Right. You can't even go to the bathroom in that sweater.
Right. All right. Here we go. If you're a value customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. That's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover. Exceptionally common sense. Discover.com/match. Limitations apply. Peace.